Spanish Law to Ban Conversion Therapy for Homosexuals. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 3, 2021. The ruling Socialist Party in Spain has proposed a law banning churches and psychologists from engaging in conversion therapy with LGBT persons, even when these persons request it. Stipulating fines up to €150,000 for violations. The new legislation was introduced by Spain's Minister of Equality, Irene Montero, Vida Nueva reported Wednesday. The proposed equality law classifies so-called conversion therapies aimed at helping people who are unhappy with their same-sex attraction as serious and punishable discriminatory behavior along with other forms of harassment based on sexual orientation and gender identity. The legislation facilitates the change of one's official sex in the civil registry through a simple express declaration of one's freely manifested gender identity, eliminating existing requirements of a medical or psychological report. A formal change of gender will be permitted to anyone of the age of 16 or older. The draft of the equality law specifically excludes the possibility of conscientious objection on the basis of religious belief, noting that churches and religious organizations will not be exempted from any of the provisions in the law, including in hiring practices, athletic programs, and social assistance. Through the law, the executive branch would also commit itself to offering free legal assistance for victims of LGBT phobia. If the current text is approved, the civil code will be modified to state that marriage will have the same requirements and effects when both parties are of the same or different sex without any type of biological or anthropological limitation. The legislation further declares that all women and transgender persons capable of bearing a child may have access to assisted reproduction techniques, and formally acknowledges the existence of men with childbearing capabilities. In schooling, the bill stipulates that respect for sexual, gender, and family diversity must be a part of the curriculum at all levels of education and that all textbooks must reflect the fundamental equality of all sexual orientations and gender identities. In 2018, a group including former gays who benefited from reparative therapy protested a California bill that would have labeled conversion therapy a fraudulent business practice. Rallying at the state capitol, demonstrators claimed that the legislation unfairly limits people's options to seek psychological help. The protesters included 30 former gay and transgendered people who spoke outside the California Statehouse against the proposed law. "I did not want to be gay," said Christian pastor Jim Doman, who said the therapy helped him to marry his wife and have children. "Please do not take away professional help programs that have helped people like me. This legislation actually takes away rights from those who are questioning their sexuality," said Ken Williams, co-founder of Equipped to Love. "We don't want to see an America where the government is controlling how people identify sexually." Another demonstrator, pro golfer Chris Olson, denounced the bill for making it illegal for former homosexuals like her to freely seek counseling. AB 2943 violates my right to choose, Olson said. "It is a blatant violation of my First Amendment rights, and I believe there's a reason why our founding father chose to put these rights in the very First Amendment." Follow at Williams Rome.